Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here, Rock Cod Rick Mexa here too. We're here broadcasting live from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup at a busy San Diego landing, right here next to the landings here watching.
Did you say 10 boats?
Seven boats. Long-range boats. I saw the Independence. I saw the Polaris Supreme. I saw the Shogun. Yep. I saw the Royal Star.
Yeah.
Who else is out there? I saw the Vagabond. Man. The Rooster at Rooster 3. I don't know who else is coming in, too.
And like you say, though, that's just long-range boats. So think about all the day-and-a-half guys that are coming
in
this morning.
It's a busy time of year.
Yeah, it is buzzing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, you want to see some action, come on down to
exactly.
The San Diego landings right now. We have a great show going on. Darren Doy from Sato Linewinder, Sato Crimp System, Swifty Linewinder, 310 Rod Works. What else am I missing?
I think you got it all.
And Darren is bearing gifts on our 29th anniversary today. We're going to have a fantastic prize today, right?
You're not kidding, and so generous. We're really stoked. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, Darren's giving away a brand new Sato Linewinder system to somebody at the end of the show today. A fantastic prize, and we're really excited to get to give that away. We've been talking about it all morning, so yeah, a great prize. In addition to that, he brought in a bunch of other stuff that we'll be getting to give away during other shows, some Sato Crimp kit systems, some Swifty Line spools, just a bunch of really great stuff, and we're so stoked on that. But yeah, one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a Sato Linewinder kit. Give us a call this morning if you want to get through. It has been a very busy morning. Every single phone line is full right now, but we're going to be taking a lot of phone calls in this second hour. 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973. Not only your chance at winning that great prize, but better yet, your chance to talk to Darren.
Yeah, indeed. And speaking of long range and the Royal Star actually has a couple of spots open on a couple of seven-day trips, prime-time seven-day trips, September 26th to October 3rd, and October 3rd through the 10th, which is limited to 20 anglers. Now, Royal Star is only taking 22 right now anyway, but this one's limited to 20, October 3rd through the 10th. So if you want to go on one of these two trips, very rare that they have an opening, especially during prime-time right now, check RoyalStarSportFishing.com or just give Tracy a call in the office there of the Royal Star and she'll set you up.
We get questions all the time about people wanting to catch a wahoo. That's like such a fish that a lot of people want to knock off their bucket list. You want to talk about a great time to be going? Seven-day Royal Star right now.
You're a Royal Star fan, I know, Darren,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah, you've been fishing on the boat for sure. Let's find out what's biting.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch. Now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices rubbed, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. Also, check out the amazing Pokey Kit. It's all available at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We're going to start off our catch report with our buddy, Captain Mark Wish, our private boater buddy at Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Darren. Great show here today. So, guys, for those that were willing to do the distance this week and deal with some weather, there was some absolutely spectacular offshore fishing, both at the islands and in the open water, of course. So this week I'm going to start at SBI. That little island up there really produced some world-class yellowtail fishing earlier in the week there. Southern California fishing at its absolute finest. You got biting big fish and bad bottom hooked together. And it made for some challenges, but... yeah, there was just a beautiful grade of fish, and they were really biting. Biting fly line sardines, surf siren, a little bit on the yo-yo. It was just good fishing. But it was best early in the week and slower the last couple days. Still around there, but, a little slower. And what's interesting is that Santa Barbara Island slowed down. Catalina had kind of a resurgence on their yellowtail fishing over there. So it's almost like some of that fish made a little move there. It seems like it's kind of filtering into Catalina. We'll see. But the grade of fish was the same. They're all big ones, so we'll see what happens there. Backside west and then frontside middle yesterday from Yeltel Point down towards Toyon. All the structure spots had some of that better grade fish on it there. Did not hear much from Clemente proper this week. Not surprising, as the tuna fish action on the back there kind of overshadowed the kelp lines for sure. But, oh, my God, that tuna fishing has just been spectacular around the back there. You know, it's not up every day, of course. That's just tuna being tuna. But what's interesting now is we got a new player in the mix. I'll mention that here in a minute. But I was out there Wednesday with some friends, and that was a day that Wendy really missed on the windy forecast. Oh, got a butt kick coming home. But 30 to 40 pound bluefin were all over the middle of the back, just foamers as far as the eye could see, kind of midday there, and it was actually biting. It was kind of fun, and we had some on bait, surf's iron, and on poppers. You know, I was fishing that Chuck Norris popper by Nomad. You know, their claim is that it stays in the water a little better, and I love that thing. So did the bluefin.
It works, huh?
Yeah. It does stay in the water well. Yeah, I'm having the evidence for dinner tonight here. We had some good fishing. But what's interesting is some of that fish, it split from where we were, which is kind of middle of the back. It crept up above the west end of Clemente. Some of the guys were up there 8, 10, even 12 miles. And mixed in with that bluefin, which was mostly 25 to 40, is some of that big gray Guadalupe Island style yellowfin. 40 to 70 pounders. Some of my friends days earlier hit some porpoise schools that had 70 pound yellowfin in it.
Gosh.
But it's all hanging out up there together right now. It's just going to be a spectacular fall fishing that yellowfin. But the big fish seems like that stuff slid down a little bit, kind of slid down around the 381. Guys kind of went down that way. And stay late, guys. You got to stay late for them big ones. Fish in the dark if you can. Fish them flat falls. There were some big hits on the flat falls here recently. So I don't even have time to talk about marlin, swordfish, and all that yellowtail and dorado. And, you know, you going to give me another 5 minutes, Pete?
Yeah, well, you fill us in a little bit more.
Mark, that's really good dope you gave there. Like, if somebody's listening, that big fish is biting so much better in the evening and, like, the last couple hours. So if your style is to leave, you know, it real early in the morning and come back late, just do yourself a favor. Do a gentleman's launch. Leave later and stay later.
I mean,
I know navigating in the dark is never nice, but if your goal is to catch a big one, the last hour is just, man,
that's
when
magic,
those things
right?
want to chew.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how the setup is looking with all that fish that's down the beach. You know, it's not that far. It's below the 302, 371, 425. I mean, all that yellowtail and yellow fin, which is getting a little bigger, and all that dorado that's on the kelps down there. Those guys are mopping them up, and you know, we got marlin scattered all over the place. Swordfish bit pretty good here for the deep drop guys this week. It's just, I can't wait to keep fishing through this fall and early winter.
This is our time of the year, right?
No doubt.
And of course, Danny and Jeff and the Danny, Jeff and the boys at fishdope.com are doing such a great job keeping people posted, keeping people on the fish and weather and all the different new features they have on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Mark, how do we find you for the world's greatest bait tanks?
Oh, B, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And we are going to be closed for a couple hours midday today. We are going to watch a special rally down in the harbor here. So going to take a couple midday hours off today.
Cool.
Nice.
Well deserved. All right. Well, enjoy that.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you next Saturday with who knows what kind of report.
You know, I like to say it's getting better and better, but honestly, God, I don't know how much better it can get.
Yeah.
But somebody gets one of those wahoos on a marauder like you were talking about.
It could happen.
Yeah,
indeed.
Hard to say. Anyway,
thanks, Mark.
Talk to you next week, guys.
Appreciate that. Now, while while we're waiting for Marcos at C4 Sport Fishing, Jerry and Whittier sent us a, sent us a text here. And when using the new 310 glue and using the Sato crimps, how far do you recommend inserting the mono or fluoro into the hollow spectra? Also, would you use one or two crimps before tack glue? It was standard to insert 4 or 5 feet double crimp.
You know, I'm more of a 3 to 4 foot insertion kind of guy.
Okay, you like the long.
I don't know that it would hurt you to go a little bit shorter than that. I just can't stand doing that insertion out to 4 and 5 feet. That's just too much.
That's a
too
lot.
Too much work.
Yeah. So what would be the minimum?
You know, I would say that it would be safe probably around 2 feet.
Yeah.
Just knowing how the crimp system works, I can't imagine that you would have very much slippage at all, even through the course of a battle of a big fish. But I would say at least a couple of feet you would want to have it inserted, and using one crimp has been the standard, but I know that a lot of guys use two.
Two. And then the tack glue, too.
Tack glue.
Yeah. Yeah. So you use the crimps and the tack glue, and that just gives you a little extra security.
Yeah, that's really all it boils down to, just securing that leader insertion so that you don't, even if you do have a slight bit of movement on that leader material, it's going to stop it by having that tack glue on there. So
the strength in that connection is in the friction. It's the friction of the mono or fluorocarbine being up inside of your Power Pro. Like, that's where the strength comes in. Why the Sato is so good is it is a mechanical connector, that's going to keep, you know, that's just going to keep things from moving. If that thing was held under perfect steady pressure with no head shakes and tail beats and rod lifts and up and down, you wouldn't need anything.
Yeah.
But that's just not how it works. You know, fish move around, there's water, there's lubrication, you know, there's all kinds of things that can allow it, and that Sato crimp is a mechanical connector that doesn't allow that slippage to happen.
It's kind of like what you'd put on a pipe. It's just like a pipe clamp or something
exactly.
like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everything steady and perfect in a lab, it wouldn't need anything, but that's just not how fishing works. But the glue and the crimp are just, you know, the crimp is really all you need, but that glue is just yet another safety factor. And when we're talking about potentially 100 and 200 and 300 pounders, why would you not, you know, why would you not go an extra 6 inches of insertion? And why would you not maybe throw an extra crimp on there? It's all just fail safes.
Exactly.
Indeed. Well, there we have Marcos.
Boy.
Marcos on the radio is here. Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing. Good morning.
Hey, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
What's up, buddy?
Some great fishing coming through this week, which, I mean, in September we kind of expect, but it's always nice to be able to confirm it there. Some very good fishing on the half day. They're starting to see a lot more calico bass, some bonito in there. Saw a few yellowtail during the week there. Very good fishing on those half-day trips. The full day is not seeing quite the amount of Dorado we saw last week, but lots of yellowfin, skipjack, yellowtail. Nice mix of fish on those full days. And a few of the boats did catch some Dorado, so it's great fishing. I mean, it's September on, again, full-day trip. And you're talking, don't even have to spend a night out there, and you're going to get a shot at all those fish. Yellowfin, Dorado, skipjack, yellowtail. Good fishing there. Those overnight trips, the 1 day is in half longer. Still seeing yellowfin, Dorado, some bluefin in the mix there. Some bigger fish in the mix there, some 100-pound-plus fish on those bluefin, so great fishing. And, you know, as long as you can get free, staying safe out there, we'd love to have you guys come down and get on the boat there. So check out the schedule, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedules up there for the half days, the full days, the overnights, 1 days. We've got some longer trips up there coming up, so definitely check that out. You can make reservations directly online there. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Can come down, visit us in person, check out the tackle shop, get your gear and get out there fishing. And like we talk about every year, September, October have become some of our best fishing.
Yeah.
And especially taking into account the limited capacity all these boats are running on, trips are still filling up really quickly, especially on the weekends. So definitely plan ahead and make those reservations, because we'd love to get you out there. But everybody wants to go fishing right now, so you're going to be fighting that.
Don't think you can just show up and hop on the hot boat. You need to do a little preparation.
Absolutely not. And like I said, this year, especially more so than other years, with those limited capacities on the boat. So definitely check the website, give us a call, come down, visit some person, make those reservations, and get your gear and go out there fishing, because there's a lot of good fishing going on right now.
Great Indeed. Call, Marcos. Appreciate a great report as always, and we will look forward to talking to you next week.
I'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks a lot, Marcos. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, Gamakatsu Nautilus circle hooks have become the go-to hook this season for the tuna. They offer everything from that Nautilus Light, the regular Nautilus, or the brand-new Nautilus HD. Gamakatsu has got you covered. Pick the right size, ringed or non-ring, tie it on, and be ready to get bit. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks now. It's available at selected tackle stores.
Yeah, indeed. And we're going to hear from Ted from Gamakatsu later in the show with new product they have coming out. So some pretty exciting stuff. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
Phones are packed. Let's talk to Rich calling from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. As an enthusiastic fan of Let's Talk Hookup, and while we're celebrating the anniversary of Let's Talk Hookup and looking at the exponential growth of 310 Rod Works, I'm reminded that we're in the land of opportunity and liberty, and God bless America. My question for today is about the crimp. When do we get away from line knot connections? When would you not feel comfortable with a line knot connection? And then on the other side of the spectrum, what is the minimum size line that you would want to go to the crimp?
You know, that is a fantastic question, yeah. Actually one that's so important today. When the original crimp dimensions were called out for the production of the crimps, line was very different then, and diameters were very different then. And so what's so important is to properly size your crimp to your line. Now, one of the things that makes the Sato crimp system so good is that it's such a low-profile connection as it's going through your guides. So when you have like an 80-pound fluoro leader and solid spectra and you need to make a knot, you know for sure when that knot goes through the guides. It is going to chunk through the guides, and you're going to hear it and feel it. Well, when you switch over to hollow spectra, even at an 80-pound test size, you can have a very smooth transition out to the guides, no problems. And honestly, I think it even helps the bait move around in the water when you're fly lining. So I say that when you have 80-pound or above, you probably should be using the crimp system. I actually use it all the way down to 50-pound, but you really have to be careful in sizing the crimps down at that 50-pound mark. Now, one of the things that we have been working on most recently is that lighter line connection, because we know so many guys are out there fishing bluefin. The bluefin are finicky. You know, you don't want to use a real heavy line, but you want to have a 100% connection or as close to it as you can. And so this crimping system down into that 50-pound range is awfully good. As long as you learn to do it, as long as you learn which size crimp to use with the leader material and spectra size that you have, I don't know that it can be beat. And as far as speed for getting the insertion done and actually getting it terminated, man, it is really, really fast.
No question
about
it.
That's why we use it.
And it's easy, too.
And it's easy.
Once you get it, it's even I can do it.
That's what I like about it. When we're, you know, we do at Fisherman's Lining Tackle, we do a lot of big fish connections. That's what we do. We're on the doorstep of the long range fleet. And the thing I like so much about it is, one, it's 100%. It's tested by all of our long range boats. It's the fastest thing for us to use. So as far as us behind the counter getting multiple reels done, it's very quick and it's very easy, you know, with limited, you know, with just one person showing you a couple of times, you can instantly become an expert. And so even our guys that are coming in for the first time working their first summer can very confidently do somebody's big fish connection and know that if they hook a 300-pounder, that connection is going to hold every time.
And, Darren, you said the new pliers are even easier than the old pliers.
They make the connection even easier because we've gone away from the tapered bore plier where you literally had to do two compressions on a single crimp at 90 degrees to each other. Mm-hmm. Literally now, once you have your crimp set in position, and with the pliers that we have spec'd out, you literally make one compression right in the center of the crimp, and you're done.
Wow.
It's done.
Squeeze the tool one time.
One time, as far as it goes down, you don't have to mash it with like 40 pounds of pressure on the crimping plier. You literally just handshake that thing, and it's done.
And you do it down to 40-pound test, too.
We actually, because a 40-pound is so small, it's really hard to use 40-pound crimps. We have them. If you want to use them, absolutely go ahead. But because the 40-pound has gotten so small today, I wouldn't I wouldn't say that that would be an average angler's in their comfort zone.
Okay.
I've done it with great success. And like I said, it's so easy to get that connection through the guides. You just don't have the issues.
There's no knot.
There's no knot.
Up.
There's nothing there.
And
you know, you just
fly line. And we all know now it's been picking the right bait and
stealth.
Light line and the stealth approach, and
that's
the way to get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call
this
morning.
Call.
Appreciate that. Really good. We have a good question on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the texting option. And this is an angler that says, I'm sold. I'll take one of the kits for $300. Is it best to call Darren, or do I get it at retail like at Fisherman's Landing?
No, you would have to get those first 20 come directly from me.
From you. Okay.
So
this is a special offer just
special
for our
offer
list.
only the first 20.
That's great.
And so
again, it's a $450 the Sato line winder with the board.
Right.
The only thing you need to do is add the drill.
Right.
And I'm telling you, this is the stuff. So just go through you.
Yeah. Just contact me directly, either by Facebook or on my telephone lines, and you can actually email me at 310rodworks@gmail.com.
You're going to have a busy Monday.
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a busy Monday.
And you'll ship it to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Shipping is extra.
Okay.
You'll have to pay for the shipping, but absolutely we can ship it out to you.
But if in Southern California, it's not going to be that big.
It's not very much money at all.
Yeah.
Not when you're getting a line winder for $300.
Yeah. like a $2,000 line winder for $300.
That's what I'm saying.
Bucks,
yeah.
Right?
We spent over $5,000 on our line winders.
Oh, yeah.
The landing.
And this will do the same thing. It'll do big reels. The only thing it won't do is spinning reels.
It won't do spinning reels,
and
on the bigger reels like the 70s and 80s, it doesn't have the height for the handle throw.
The handle.
You
so up to a 50 size.
Up to a 50
reel.
Or 50 wide size.
Yeah. All right. Good deal.
That's cool.
All right. And what? Give your number just so people know.
310-817-5145.
Okay. Very good. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. Brian and Wildemar is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hey, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy anniversary to my second wife on Saturday and Sunday.
Must be talking about Pete.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
What's up, buddy?
You know what? Speaking of filling all these reels with the extra line winder, I want to know, what do you put under on the spool? Is it
good
electrical
question.
Tape?
Great question.
Is it the blue sticky tape? Do you always do the T9, the Bostitch T9? Like, what do you guys suggest?
You know, when I fill reels myself, I actually just use the electrical tape underneath it. I tie basically a San Diego knot at the bottom of my line, and I pull that sucker tight. I have used the blue tape in the past, but honestly, it gets messy over time. And so I really have gotten away from that. I really use more of the electrical tape. And there's probably several other products out there. In my rod building shop, I use a product called friction tape, which probably would do even better than regular electrical tape. But
I've never used duct tape before. Is that
duct tape will do.
What do you use in the shop, Ricky?
I like the Flex Wrap. He's right. It gets gummy, but it's got such good traction.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we're always going for. Like if you have the advantage of having the Swifty kit, we're now, you know, halfway through the life of the line, you flip-flop it, and you know, you put the bottom on the top, you'll probably have to remove about 10 or 15 yards, because over time, that line, it just kind of gets gummy, and it'll make your line blue, but for us, it adheres so tight to the spool, and it's so tacky that we think that the grip is the best out of that blue finger tape, so
we should explain for what people don't know. Spectra is slippery, and if you put it straight to metal on the bottom of the spool, it's the whole thing's going to turn.
Right.
And that's not what you want.
Right. Yeah.
You don't want that. So you want it to grip and
something
stay,
to bite on,
something to bite on, something to stay on the spool. And it's also really important using the proper line winder to get that line on very tight.
Right. I've actually seen some of the line winders that are on the market today not capable of applying enough pressure to the reel to wind it on tight enough. And that's the one beauty of the Sato winder is that it's using a drill motor that has more than enough torque to create enough pressure to wind it on. And so it's a very simple way to do your Spectra winding.
Sometimes when I'm using the Sato line winder, I'm thinking, am I putting too much, am I making it too tight here? Is it possible to get it too tight?
You know what? I've actually seen it with my own line winder, not necessarily me winding the line, but I've had friends use my winder and they put it on so tight that there's actually too much line on once they start fishing.
Yeah. And then when you try and fish, it's like, well, it's
well,
not
where'd all this line winder be on your game stack?
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Scott Sherman's on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, morning, guys. Boy, I just wanted to say congratulations, Pete, on 29 years, man. It's been a very good show and a big part of my fishing life. And I just wanted to say thank you. I mean, just to give you an idea, the other day I called in and was asking about the sinker rig and the best way to fish it, and your guest gave me a couple of tips, went out the next day and just slammed them on the sinker rig. So, I mean,
nice.
The information you guys put out is just amazing.
Well, thanks. And you've been an important part of that, Scott, with yourself and your inputs, as well as your sponsorship with Fifth Avenue Insurance and Snap Insurance now. You've been a great part of Let's Talk Hookup, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, it's been about a decade now, so we've been having fun. And yesterday was the fishing's been pretty amazing out there. Last week was Limit the Dorado, went out yesterday and found a patty that was filled with a bunch of the smaller yellowtail, and grabbed the bass rod, threw it out, and instantly hooked up on a 20-pound yellowtail that was a whole bunch of fun on the light tackle, buddy.
It's amazing how the 20-pounder knows how to bite when you're catching nothing but 5-pounders and you decide to throw some 15-pound in there.
Yeah,
it was just amazing. And then on the winder and the crimp system, what's the lightest that you can go with those crimp systems? Because yesterday we got into a bunch of yellowfin, and boy, they would eat every piece of chum you would throw in the water, and they wouldn't touch anything with a hook in it. And I was just wondering, what's the lightest line you can go on that system?
You know, we had just talked about that one issue, in that we make a 40-pound crimp. It was designed for 40 pound about 15 years ago, and so diameters of line have changed so much. You have to be very careful as far as how you apply that small crimp. For one, it's really difficult to do the insertion. You have to have hollow spectra. So if you're able to actually size that up properly, like if you are using Iser Blue Iser, it would probably fit 40 pound. But if you go to some of these newer fluorocarbon leader
materials,
Seaguar Premier, where it's very thin, it probably won't grab it tight enough. And I would just caution everybody from going down too far with this. There are other options for using hollow braid to a very light leader.
And what do you use?
I actually use a lot of Sunline fluorocarbon.
Okay.
So down to 40 pound, I still crimp it because it fits properly.
Okay.
But everything
above that.
What
about below that?
Below that, I use a pinion knot.
Okay, Tony Pena.
I just use a pinion knot, and on that lighter line, it seems to go through the guides fine. You know, there's plenty of options, and I always, when I'm talking to people about doing connections, especially as it relates to Sato crimping, it's not necessarily for every single application.
Right.
So when you're doing your connections, you've got to be confident in it. I don't care which knot you tie. I don't care if it's a FG, a RP, a PR, a pinion knot, or any of the other ones, whichever one you're the most comfortable and confident in is the one you have to tie, because Too many fish get lost to bad connections.
Any good knot tied incorrectly will fail. You know, it doesn't matter how good the knot is. If you don't do it right, it's going to let loose.
Absolutely. And we hate to see that. We hate to see that.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus the new Seaforth, Seawatch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check Seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen, in Mission Bay.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
It's time to talk about fishing, wide-open fishing, and we always know it's wide open at Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
It's always biting there.
Always biting. You were there yesterday. What'd you have?
Yesterday, I did the combo plate, which I don't normally do. A little bit of everything. I truly couldn't decide. It's been a while since I had been down to Point Loma Seafoods, and so I went combo plate. Dallas did the seared ahi salad. Those are probably our two favorites.
That's good stuff. And, of course, the best sushi, lunch, dinner, or you want to take it home. Nobody has a case of fresh fish, crab, lobster, everything. Like Point Loma Seafoods. When it's biting at Point Loma Seafoods. They have an array of fish that will just boggle your mind. The hard part is to decide what to take home.
We have a little party going on today, so we picked up a couple of things of ceviche, a couple of things of tuna salad, a couple of things of their salsa,
the
their fresh-made chips that they do. A little party pack.
Yeah, very good. Check it out, Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here with Darren Doy this morning. 310 Rodworks. We're talking Swifty. We're talking Sato. And we're talking to you, man. Been a very, very busy morning. If you want to get through, give us a call. 833-288-0973.
Indeed. And don't forget the text option. You want to text us. Of course, don't forget, only the callers are eligible for the prize. We're giving away a Sato line winder.
How crazy is that?
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Thanks a lot. So one lucky caller is going to win it. But if you want to text us, us, have a question for Darren, make a comment, it's easy. Just go to our Let's Talk Hookup app and hit the text option, and we'll get an email. And we can't respond. We need your name. We can't respond to the emails, but we'll see it. So thanks a lot for all the people that are doing that. And we can't get to them all.
Right.
We get dozens. We get, like, I don't know, like 100 during the show, and we try and pick some of the good ones. We don't pick all the good ones, but we try and do our best to pick the good ones. And so we're not ignoring you if we don't take your text. It's just we like to look through them and get the best ones that
only
relate
got,
to it.
Only have 2 hours.
We can. That's it. We have 6 hours. Maybe we can get to them all. Indeed. Hey, right now, Ted from Gamakatsu is on the line. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Hey, doing terrific. Now, Gamakatsu's been killing it here with new product, and you got a couple new ones to talk about today, right?
Yeah, we've got a lot going on. Boy, our product development team has been really busy, and we've got some great stuff coming out for all the listeners and all the anglers out there. So we're really excited to kind of talk about a few things today. So first thing, one of the coolest things that we've been doing that I've been pretty excited about is tackle storage. You know, there's just so many options when it comes to tackle storage, and we got to thinking that there's really not a real good lightweight, you know, plastic style hard case box out there. And so we went to work on that and came up with this GK7000. And I know we sent a sample down to you, Pete. I know you've had some chance to kind of play around with it.
I have.
So what are your thoughts?
I think it's great. I mean, it's a great tackle box that, like a big, large enough tackle box that's lightweight. It opens on both sides, so you can either open it one side or the other, or take the lid off completely. And then the other thing, too, is you can put, it has optional rod storage, so you can put 1-2 rods on the side and put your rod in there and do your work on the rod. Or you can take that off. It also has a little container where you can put your jigs into and let them dry out and have your jigs right there on the outside. It's really well done.
It's cool. It's like very modular.
Yeah.
You know, like whatever you want to, you know, you buy the base box and then whatever clips and things you want to add to it, you can use it. We love them. We've got them in the tackle store also.
You do, yeah?
Yeah, we already have one. As soon as Rick brought the sample down, we just, we're in on that. It's super lightweight, and like you say, if you're a guy that wants rocket launchers, you clip them onto the side. If you want to do jig storage, you do that. If you want bucket style storage, you do that.
You don't want any of it? You just don't clip them on.
Exactly.
And you just use it for tackle storage.
Yeah, it's really cool, Ted. You guys
really
did great,
well done.
You guys did a really good job.
Really well done.
Well, thanks, guys. It was a collaborative effort on the whole team's part, and that's the coolest part about it too, because, you know, we're all fishermen, and, you know, everybody's got a little different way that they like to store their tackle. And what appealed to us with this system is, like you said, Rick, is the modular aspect of it. You know, we've been launching these G boxes, the utility cases that we have, and we got a wide variety that we're offering. We're actually offering two new ones this year, two deep versions, the 3200 deep and the 3700 deep. But we sat in the office one day and played around with all the different configurations we could do with all the G boxes and how many different ways you could fit different things in there. And there were so many ways. Originally, we were going to put out a video or some type of something to show people how many options there was. Well, there were so many that it would just get overwhelming to somebody to watch. So we're just going to leave it up to folks' imagination and their creative style of how they want to store their tackle.
Indeed. Well, hey, and then the underspin head is really a cool deal.
Yeah, you know, that's really another thing that we're real excited about. It's a premium hook. You know, it's a premium Gamakatsu hook. It's a 4-aught hook that we use on that underspin. So it's a little bit of a larger underspin. And that's why, you know, in the Southern California market, that coastal waterways and those types of things, even for, you know, freshwater anglers, it'll accommodate that bigger. We want to make sure we can keep that gap there to where you have that bigger, bulkier bait that you could make sure you still have enough gap on the hook to ensure a hookup. So these things are great. They fish really well. They track good. The blade spins awesome even at slow speeds, and it's a killer setup.
So you put your favorite plastic on the hook, and then you have that underspin. And it just adds more enticement to the lure.
Let me add one more thing.
Absolutely.
To that.
Yeah.
Is obviously Gamakatsu high-quality hooks, high-quality components, you know, swivels and things like that. What we were surprised on was it was lesser expensive than the competition. So better hooks.
Really?
Better hooks and lesser expensive than a lot of the other stuff that was out there. So we were blown away by that one, Ted.
Well, good deal, good deal. We're working hard on it, and it's also got the spring lock, which is pretty cool because that spring lock, when you spin your plastic on that, it holds really well. So you get those short biters, fish biting tails. It really helps you kind of preserve your plastics and keep you in the game and fishing longer rather than, you know, messing around with changing baits all the time.
Indeed. And then, last but not least, we're going to talk about today is the Assist 720 HD. What a hook that is. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, that was, that's a big boy. We have a lot of Assist hooks. And, you know, quite truthfully, I'm going to tip my hand here a little bit. We got more coming. You know, that's a style that was, that's been very popular in Japan for a long time. So they're really, quite frankly, they're a long ways ahead of the U.S. market in how they apply those techniques and the little styles and different styles of hooks. So we've got a lot more coming. But this one, the 720 HD, we've just lumped the biggest, baddest assist hook out there. You know, we had demand for those big, big cow bluefin, those big, big fish. And this one really answered the call. This is a 10-aught through a 12-aught hook. And the connection is it's a 4-strand braid, but it's a 880-pound combined strength. So the idea behind that is, as you guys well know, is that surface area is really important to keep that larger surface area, because that's a lot of times where that fish can, you know, that shaping can come through on that. And so that bigger diameter is going to really hold up on those big fish.
Yeah, and if you want to add a really heavy-duty hook to your flatfall jig, that Assist 720, what a great option.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we're really excited. We're so happy that, you know, with all that's going on in our world today, that the fishing's at least, guys will be able to get out there and go fish, and we're excited about the products we're bringing to folks to make that experience a lot more fun.
No. Well, Ted, if somebody wants more information on Gamakatsu, how do we get it?
Gamakatsu.com. And I also want to add, congratulations on 20 years.
29 years.
29.
Yeah. We're starting our 30s. I know. I really am that old. Ricky's been here since he was like 13 years old.
25
so.
Years.
And how old are you now?
38.
38. Holy mackerel. I'm dating myself.
Yeah. Well, I know we've really enjoyed the relationship we have there, and look to maintain that for the near future, for the future, and look forward to many more years of doing this with you guys.
Yeah, well, we hope so too. And Gamakatsu has been a great sponsor for going on a dozen years or so, right?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, so it's been a long time, and we appreciate all the support of Gamakatsu and all our sponsors, because we wouldn't be here without you. So thanks, Ted. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for all the great information on the new product, and we'll look forward to the next call, because I know there's more coming.
Exactly.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
See you, buddy.
Thank you very much. And I want to throw out, too, thanks to all the people that are texting us. Congratulations on our 29 years, Ricky, and we sure appreciate all those. And thanks a lot for the nice kudos for everybody for our anniversary today. We do have Doug has sent in a text with multiple questions here.
Wow.
He said, yeah, multiple questions, and a congratulations, too. How do I get the deal on the line winders? First question. Take my money is the second question. And then how's Ricky's arm doing? So first of all, how do we get that $300
deal? Basically, you can just get in touch with me by phone, either at the office at 310-817-5145 or on my direct line at 310-710-5431.
Or you can.
I'll be honest with you.
Better hurry, Doug. I saw Darren during the break.
I'm putting down a bunch of names here, and we're probably down to our last five.
Oh my!
Out of 20. Out of 20.
Okay,
so
get on it.
Yeah, just go ahead and reach out to me. I want to be able to take care of all of your listeners with respect to this promotion. So, you know, just get a hold of me and do it soon, and we'll get this all wrapped up, and we'll be in touch with everybody come Monday.
All right. That's very good. Darren. And how's Ricky's arm?
Arms are doing good.
Big improvement this week.
Things are moving along. I could make, do physical therapy like 3 days a week, but I made a fist out of my left hand. That was like a really big deal the other day.
Yeah.
So, right cast potentially might be coming off as soon as Tuesday. Left one, they told me I probably got about another 3 to 4 weeks. But yeah, things are coming along really good, and that was really nice of you to ask.
All right, very good. Mark is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete. Happy 29th anniversary.
Oh, it's Wheeler. All right, we didn't know which Mark it was.
We just saw Mark up there. What's up, Wheels?
Hey, good morning. Hey, Hey, Rockcott, I remember when you got dropped off, I think you had a note on your collar that it was that you could go fishing with me or something like that.
I was going to say, I've been fishing with Wheeler, I think, before I could drive, so yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a few years ago.
Yeah, that was definitely a couple years ago.
Congratulations on 29 years. You know, with Ford Dealers Advertising and the San Diego County Ford Dealers, we're just so proud to be part of the Let's Talk hookup advertising team, and you know, we've got all these great products that that help your anglers get out to the fishing grounds, and just couldn't be more happy for you, all of you guys, Rick and Pete, with the success of your show.
Thank you, Mark. That's and cool, yes, Mark. San Diego County Ford Dealers and you have been a tremendous help to us. And frankly, without guys like you, we wouldn't be here for 29 years. And you guys have been a tremendous support and for over 25 years, which is really fantastic. And we're looking forward to many, many more with the San Diego County Ford Dealers.
Mark, I got to throw something out about the Ford product, too. When we did our big honeymoon trip, you know, the first half of our trip, we flew into Montana and we drove around and fished all the different rivers in Montana, and we rented a four-wheel drive Ford Ranger, the new Ford Ranger. Worst thing we could have done ever. I'm for sure buying one of those from Encinitas Ford. For sure, I loved it. I was so surprised at the truck, and I've for the last couple of years, I'll always have my Super Duty. I need to be able to tow my boat. I need that kind of stuff. I couldn't believe how good that truck rode. It rides like a car and gets better fuel mileage than my commuter car does anyway. So that's my next purchase. I'm coming to see you to get one of those new Rangers. Ford knocked that out of the park.
Let me know what color you want. I was out in the desert with my Raptor, and one of my buddies had a Ranger, and we're just doing all of the Anza Borrego stuff. The Ranger is unbelievable.
That truck is so good.
Truck.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. It's small, it parks easy, it's got all the new cool Ford features. I really, really like that thing. That's my next big purchase.
Do you have them in stock at Encinitas Ford?
And for your listeners, we also have the new Broncos coming.
Cool.
Are going to be unbelievable, you know, the off-road capabilities and yet all the creature comforts that everybody wants, and so it'll put us squarely back in that market, and they're going to start coming in January, so that'll be another exciting product for us and your listeners.
Wow,
and then
fantastic.
I got to get back out and get some more of those big tuna.
Yeah, Mark's got the fever.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's got bluefin fever for sure. Well, Mark, hey, thanks a lot, and we sure appreciate all your support of Let's Talk Hookup from the San Diego County Ford Dealers, you and all the guys at San Diego County Ford Dealers. And by the way, happy pre-birthday.
Yeah. Well, I'll never be as old as you, Pete.
Yeah. Yeah, got you by a year for sure. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that, and appreciate the call this
morning. See you, Mark.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Yeah,
you got it.
I got him by a year.
Well, the phones are packed up. Let's do that and talk to John. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys, and happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
I wanted to ask the rod manufacturers, you know, it used to be fiberglass and there was graphite and then, you know, composite materials. What's going to be the next material to be the hot material for rods?
You know,
that's a good question.
That's a pretty tough question, actually. I think what you're going to see is there's going to be a tremendous amount of work that's done with the resin systems used with the carbon fiber or the fiberglass fiber. One thing that hasn't been really explored is some of the ways to create greater strength with lighter weight, and so I think you're going to see some of the brands start venturing off into those areas. We saw that back in the late 90s when Gary Loomis really started to become a thing, when G. Loomis really started to become a thing, and he was using some very unique materials. I think you're going to see that sort of evolution again as we go forward from here. So much has already been done with the materials that are common now to recreational sports. It's where we start to use aerospace materials again that are unused right now for our fishing rods. It's going to make things lighter, stronger, smaller. You know, all that stuff is going to really start to take place. So,
all right. Hey,
That's a great question. That was
great
cool.
question. Thanks a lot for the call. I do have a text question from Mike in Mission Viejo. He says, I have the Sato line winder, and it's cool. Great setup. My question is about the reel seat. It seems that what size reel or speed I load the reel, eventually it works loose during the loading process. Are there any tips to prevent this?
There are certain things. There were different versions of the Sato winder from when it was initially released to now.
Yes.
If you have one of the winders that the actually uses the original style reel seat attachment, maybe what we need to do is talk to you about upgrading to the current model where there's cam locks for the reel.
Okay.
That one part in and of itself will help the situation with your reel backing off.
I have one of the older ones, and Gary during the day sent me a little insert to put underneath to make it a little tighter, and that seems to work for me.
I'll throw another suggestion out too: is the spending an extra minute on lining up your reel, like getting positioned,
so that very important.
I think that what happens to a lot of people is that's good enough, and they start winding, but then when you put a lot of torque to it, you want the correct me if I'm wrong, but you want the center of your, of the basically the winder, the handle, right in the center point of the screw that locks the reel handle on.
That's absolutely
alignment
right.
is kind of everything. I think that's what I'm trying
that's
to say.
That's absolutely right. And people can actually use this with their rods as they're setting up to go fishing. It's not just on the line winder, but it's on your rods. Sometimes the reel foot will actually engage with the reel seat cocked off to the side, and once you start winding on it, all of a sudden it's broken free from that friction point. So as you're setting up your reels, you want to actually twist it a little bit, tighten up the reel seat, twist it a little bit more, tighten it up a little bit more, and finally it'll be set exactly where it needs
the way
to be.
You
and make
go.
Sure
yeah.
that drill is dead center.
Yeah. Yeah, and the more torque you put on it, the harder
that's
it's
what I'm
be.
Saying.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, good question. Thanks a lot.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new Sato line winder. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Colt Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open-party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Welcome back to the Stock Hookup. All right, the big winner of that Sato line winder. Congratulations to Luke in Gardena. Luke, congratulations. You are going to love having your own line winder at the house. Congrats.
Indeed. And Darren, real quick, once again, if somebody wants a deal on the Sato line winder or any of your products, how do we get a hold of you?
All you've got to do is just contact me at my phone. My office number is 310-817-5145 or 310-710-5431.
All right. Very great, Darren. Great job. Appreciate all that you do and appreciate all the great stuff
this
you make
great.
For anglers, for sure. Tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, Rod Halpern from War Heroes on the Water going to be here. War Heroes on Water going to be here tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. Thanks a lot to Thomas in the studio and, of course, Adam on our app. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and Radio Network.